Tantor Audio presents The Life We Bury by Alan Eskins. Narrated by Zach Via. Chapter 1. I remember being pestered by a sense of dread as I walked to my car that day, pressed down by a wave of foreboding that swirled around my head and broke against the evening in small ripples. There are people in this world who would call that kind of feeling a premonition, a warning from some internal third eye that can see around the curve of time. I've never been one to buy into such things, but I will confess that there have been times when I think back to that day and wonder if the fates had truly whispered in my ear, if I had known how that drive would change so many things, would I have taken a safer path? Would I turn left where before I had turned right? Or would I still travel the path that led me to Carl Iverson? My Minnesota Twins were scheduled to play the Cleveland Indians that cool September evening in a game to crown the Central Division champion. Soon the lights of Target Field would flood the western horizon of Minneapolis, shooting up into the night like rays of glory, but I would not be there to see it. Just one more thing I couldn't afford on my college student budget. Instead, I would be working the door at Molly's Pub, stealing glances at the game on the television above the bar as I inspected driver's licenses and tamped down drunken arguments. Not my career of choice, but it paid the rent. Oddly enough, my high school guidance counselor never mentioned the word college in any of our meetings. Maybe she could smell the funk of hopelessness that clung to my secondhand clothing. Maybe she had heard that I started working at a dive bar called the Piedmont Club the day after I turned 18. Or, and this is where I'd place my bet, maybe she knew who my mother was.